Jack.
Yo, this is KO4CEF. Sounding pretty good. A little bit of white noise in the background, but sounds good.
Here, I'm down here in Simpsonville waiting the car pickup line. And, new radio, well, new old radio, Kenwood TMD700. Borrowing it from somebody. See if I like it.
You got your antenna mounted.
The 2 meter, 70 centimeter on top of the car, so I'm technically mobile.
I mean, that works. That's about what I got on my truck, but yeah, I know, like, whenever I use my HT, I have to run a little mag mount onto the top of the car, but, and I put a little amp behind it. But other than that, yeah, it sounds good. Hitting repeater just fine.
It's nice and clear. So, yeah, it sounds like we've got a similar setup. I haven't run an antenna analyzer on it, but I'm hoping it, you know, should be okay out of factory.
Fine, I'm actually transmitting from my house right now, so I hope it's doing a good job getting in, or I need to change my setup. But yeah, it's doing good.
Great, thank you. I was, just got my license like 2 weeks ago up there at the update group, and just seeing testing different radios.
Congratulations. Definitely throw your call sign out. Sometimes the repeater gets a little quiet, but there's people listening, so. Yeah, just throw your call sign out and see who answers. I know I'm usually on, you know, anywhere between 4 and, you know, 6 o'clock. There's a couple of us that get on first thing in the morning and, you know, use around 5:20, 5:30 in the morning. And then it just kind of on and off from there most of the day.
My experience, I've been listening in on a unit in Bearcat for a couple of months, just observing, listening, and I listen to the check-ins of the evening sometimes. So just got my technician license, and I'm already studying for general.
Life is at a good time. I feel like the sun's really starting to kick up, so technician, and then once you get your general, you'll be able to really expand and kind of figure out what you like doing.
Great. Looking forward to it and learning something every day, and that's the way I like it.
That's one thing I love about the hobby so far. I've been licensed, I think a little over 2 years now. Shoot, I'm losing track now. But, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff to get into. You got, you know, just your, you know, talking on repeaters, and then once you start getting into the HF stuff, 6 meters, 10 meters, and then you start going down in frequency, and, I mean, it just opens up a whole world of different things you can try, digital modes and everything else. So there's always something to try and learn and build and do whatever.
I went up to the Charlotte show about a month ago, and I picked up an old brass key, and so I built a little sound box for it with a speaker and the tone generator and everything. So it's a Mesco. I think it's Mesco, and best I can tell, it was built between 1913 and 1922. But I've got it up and working now. Playing around with code.
I dabble with code a little bit. I probably need to get on and call CQ a little more, but I hadn't really done it yet. I'll get on and I'll do good. I'll practice for a while and then I'll give it up. And I tried to join the Straight Key Century Club. Pretty good group of people on there. So if that's something you're interested in, and there's a couple different groups you can also join that is, you know, help you out, like the Long Island CW group or whatever it is. I mean, there's all different kinds out there, but be nice. Just give it a shot. But yeah, that's awesome right there. I ordered my key online, and first one I ended up getting was a little MFJ, and it was a little piece of plastic, but you know, it got me started.
Yeah, I was reading in a couple of my buddies had given me some of their old UST magazines, and it was the CW Awards, and one of the guys on there just got his 40 words per minute.
I do good. Once it starts getting 10 or so words a minute, I start losing track after a while. You know, I'm usually okay around between 5 and 10, you know, 7 and 8, I'm okay. But it starts stretching up into 10, 11 and 12, and I lose track.
Some of these on YouTube where they're just clicking away on it, and it's just unbelievable how they can move so fast and still differentiate the dot and dash. It's wild.
I mean, some people just got some awesome skills on that, and they've just, the way that they've learned it and able to recognize words instead of individual characters and everything's awesome. I know a good website, if you haven't been on it, is Morris Ninja. He's got some really good, I think he does YouTube videos, but he's also got some files that you can download. And I downloaded some on my phone, and it'll just throw characters at you. You'll hear it, and then he'll tell you what it is, and then you'll hear it again. And it's just one right after the other. It's usually right around 20 words a minute, but it's, you know, it's slow enough that you can hear it and then try to decode it before he says what it is. And that's, I did that for a long time, and I usually use that as my little practice session to whenever I'm in the car.
So that's Morse Ninja. It sounds like it's kind of like an audio flashcard. I'd check that out.
And you can pick your, I mean, he's got tons of files you can download. I mean, they're gigs upon gigs of files, but you can kind of pick your speed and then download which file that you want at that particular speed, and then he's got a bunch of different ones. Like I said, the one I listen to the most is just the alphabet, but he's got some where it'll be names, common phrases, common, you know, the pro signs and everything else, and he's got all kinds of stuff on his website. It's a pretty good place.
I'm going to see if I can. I think the first one I'm going to do is probably just learn to tap my call sign just nice and clear and steady, and then just start playing with it from there.
Good way to do it, and you may be able to find you somebody that'll Elmer you. I haven't really had great luck with somebody that's kind of on my schedule, but maybe something you can look into. I know the Straight Key Century Club, those guys, they have Elmers and stuff that you can get in touch with and see if you can find one that will work with you. You know, just kind of get on and let you practice and kind of give you some words of wisdom, I guess. And I guess you don't have to be so nervous about calling CQ, which is what kills me, because I don't do it enough to really get to practice in.
Kind of like a little middle ground where you know enough to do it, but there's just that hesitation. Can I do it well enough to get recognized as a response?
In Gerald TR Mobile. Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. I love CW. Probably do 95% of it. I'm an old geezer. I'm 47 years old and dyslexic. I get them numbers mixed up. But what I wanted to say was the ARRL transmits a very strong signal, depending on the time of day, of course. Every day, for a Morse code, it starts at 5 words a minute and it goes up. That's a great way to practice. If you're looking to call CQ and you don't feel comfortable with it, go up to the upper portion of the CW band, for example, 7.025 and up to probably 7040. And that's an estimate. Or go up to 14.025 and go up from there, or whatever your license requirements allow you to do. So I thought I'd just throw that out there, guys. This is N0TR. That's Tango Romeo.
Tom, that's a good one. W1AW is, I mean, they send excellent code. And I'll do the exact same thing. If I can remember the time or I can get on at the right time, I'll do that. I'll just let them call and then I'll try to type it all out or write it down or something. But, yeah. All right, let me go see what's going on with my son. He's outside mowing yards. So I'm going to say 7-3, KO4CEF, and I'll be clear.
This afternoon, and I didn't get any names, but you know, if you go to the ARRL website and you can just download that schedule. I laminated mine and just stuck it over by the radio. Go ahead, sir.
problem, Tom.
Okay, well, didn't mean to. I said you can go to the ARRL website and just print that schedule out. And then I laminated mine, stuck it over by the radio. Go ahead. Both of them cleared out, I guess. Send 0TR.
This is KO4ZW. Picked up my daughter from school, so I'm clear as well.
And KO4ZW and 0TR clear.
And 42C.
Good afternoon, Jerry. How you doing, buddy?
We got a notification we get to pick our new glasses up this afternoon, so whether or not it'll help or not, we'll soon find out. How you been doing?
Well, Fields and Bills. Bernice had a lab appointment this morning. I had a doctor's appointment, two of them, and got a lump and a bump burned off of my skull, as I call them. It is nitrogen. And I always stopped at Aldi's on the way back and picked up some mass consumables and went home, and I got to thinking I wasn't going to build that antenna because it was too hard, and then I got to thinking, well, what am I going to do? Just sit around and vegetate or get out there and do something? So I was out there hooking up the trailer to go get those 4x4s, and Bernie said, what you doing? She said, I'm going to have to learn how to use a shovel, though, Jerry.
Shovels don't fit my hand very well, Tom. But it's like they say, recline and decline, or get up and move around, which I try to do. The weather's been a little bit nicer today than I expected. It's a little cloudy, but the sun was out earlier. It looked real nice. It's pretty toasty outside, too.
You looked at the weather scene, did you, Bernice? Yesterday it was 81 up here, Jerry, in the north, and I suspect it that much or a little warmer. I took off my T-shirt a while ago, and it's very nice out there. Well, I can go low and slow, kind of like an airplane, you know, that you don't want to get in that configuration, but my feet are hurting, my back's hurting, my face is killing the wife, and I'm still going to do that no matter what. Now, I might have to incorporate some help, but I don't like to ask for help. It's just my nature. So I'll just do it slowly, and if I need to. No, those 4x4s are heavy. My dress is 12 foot long, and they're $30 a piece, Jerry.
Lumber is really expensive, and 4x4s they are heavy. They pulled up this real early this morning, backed up here to the lot next door where they're building the house, with those laminated beams laying out there, and I said, oh, Mercy, don't leave that. You leave those things out. Somebody's liable to get in and steal those things. There, I just had a couple of dozen of them. Those things are pretty expensive. But, I've been thinking about putting a 4x4 up on the, maybe other than the light down here, and putting some of it so I maybe could run an antenna down to it from my upper eave of my house here to give me about 25 feet off the ground on one end, maybe going down to about 5 or 6 on the other, but I'm not sure if that would do much good or not, Tom. Probably not, but sorry to hear about getting that nitrogen. That stuff always stings when they do. It takes forever to get stuff like that healed up. N4DJC for ID.
It ain't going to hurt my looks any, put it that way. N0TR. I've had several of them burned off here and there, and he said this was precancerous, so. And then the other doctor said I may have to go for an MRI of the prostate, which is a pretty normal, so we'll wait and see what he says. My PSA went up a little bit, but I'm not going to sit around and wait to die. I want to do something, and I figure I can back my little two-wheel trailer up and just slide those off in a hole. I don't have to lift them, and if I got to lift them, I'm going to go and get my neighbor to come over and lift them, or call Chad, or Bob or somebody. I always get some help, everybody. That's a last resort because they got a life too, and I don't like to interfere with people. Bernice and I always figure a way to jury rig things.
The thing with that is digging those holes. See, I guess, yeah, they'll probably have to get, what, a couple of feet, 7 feet in the ground, or a couple of feet in the ground to get them stabilized. I guess you're going to put some shotcrete around them or something like that to stabilize them.
Yes, sir. Now, the instructions say get 12 foot. You could have done it with plastic pipe, but see, those are 10 foot joints, so you'd wind up buying two, and I think they were $29 or something. So I thought, why not pay 30 and get it all in one? Jerry, I'll send you a picture of that just for kicks and giggles. You can look at the counter poise. And what it is it's 12 foot and you stick it in the ground 2 foot. And you go up to the 10 foot level and you put in your wires back and forth that are 33 feet a piece. And so you have a total of 66 feet all together. And I was trying to navigate this parking lot here with this trailer. Let me drop this. So that's the way you do it anyways. And so they're down the concrete. But then you space your wires 4 inches apart. Now, I think there's 3 or 4. Runs of wire across there. I'll send you a picture of it. Anyway, Jerry, I gotta go. I'm in Home Death Spot's parking lot here, and it's dangerous. See you later, Jerry. And thanks for the break today. In 4DJC in 02R clear.
Produce, have a nice afternoon. Be careful wheeling that trailer around, and don't try to get them off by yourself, for sure. But, yeah, the 4x4 is more expensive. That pipe and PVC pipes, if it just disintegrates out in the air without the UV just destroys that stuff because it's not meant for blow grain. You have to paint it. By the time you paint it, you just get a big mess. And you can always make a trellis for a grapevine or make even a gazebo out of those 4x4s if it didn't work out. Good afternoon. See you later. 73 N4DJC clear.